You know, I think that the lessons you get from Mom are very similar to the lessons you get from the StoryCorps broadcast or the other StoryCorps books. And certainly in this case that, you know, what I think you have is kind of the collected wisdom of great moms. And I'm a dad with two young kids. So, you know, reading this stuff is very powerful and important to me. And I think it all boils down to what you think it would. I mean, being a great mom or a great parent is all about, you know, acceptance, love, and honesty. But I want to say that, you know, we've done 40,000 interviews for StoryCorps now with about 80,000 people. And we look at every interview as being equally important, equally valuable, potentially a sacred moment in people's lives. So no interview is any more important than any other interview. It's just that some have this kind of universal quality that make it that demands to be heard by a wider audience.
And that's what kind of struck me about the book as well, because you have people from various backgrounds, and these discussions, they just have this universal quality about them. I mean, regardless of where you come from or who they are, you can always relate to them.
Well, that's kind of the StoryCorps thing. I mean, I think one of the things that these facilitators who serve this, for the most part, a one-year tour of duty, kind of traveling the country, capturing the wisdom of humanity, you know, the great lesson that they always come back with is that, you know, there's way, way more we share in common as a country, no matter what your political background is, your political beliefs, where you live, that there's much more that kind of binds us than divides us when you get down to what's really important in people's lives. The facilitators also say that when they do these interviews, I ask them, like, what's it like when you have these very intense interviews specifically about parents, about moms, about dads? And they say that that at the end of the day, you know, all they want to do is get on the phone and give their mom or dad a call and just say, I'm thinking of you and I love you. And that's kind of, I think, the feeling that I hope folks get when they read this book.
Did making this book change your own relationship with your mother or the way you viewed her?
Well, not making the book. I mean, I think that I did my own StoryCorps interview with my mom at some point early on after StoryCorps started. And that was a pretty amazing experience for me because I'm close to my mom. I talk to her all the time. She's actually the only person that I'll talk to on the telephone. I don't know why. I can't explain it. But I know her very well. And when I did the StoryCorps interview with her, the 40 minutes I spent in the booth, when I got out of the booth, the only thing that I knew coming out of the booth that I had known going into the booth was the date and her name. You know, everything else was new. And as you know, that's part of the power of a microphone and the power of StoryCorps is that microphone gives you the opportunity to have these conversations you don't normally get to have. My mom is a great was a publisher for 40 years and had a hand in a lot of really amazing books. And all of the StoryCorps books, except actually the last one because her husband died and she wasn't up for it. But she's been the key kind of editorial person with me and the team that writes the books at StoryCorps. So we work on the books together. We always have a session over at my mom's house with her where we take all the stories and we lay them out together and we figure out what order they might be. So she had a strong hand in this book and in, you know, all the books and, of course, you know, in everything that I do.
Would you mind just telling me, if you had the chance to go back into the StoryCorps booth today with your mother, what would you say?
I don't think I would say anything any differently than I did in the original interview. You know, one of the great uses of a StoryCorps booth is giving you the chance to just say verbally how you feel about someone who means a lot to you. So I would, of course, tell my mom, and I hope I did it in the interview. I would tell her how much I love her and how grateful I am for everything she's done for me.